Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hub Pruitt. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Hub Pruitt. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is called out on strikes. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McNally takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNally. The throw from Severide and he is safe. McNally steals second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. McNally moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Witt. McManus reaches second base with a double. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Musel catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Musel. McManus scores. One out. It's 2-0, Browns. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoyt takes first base on ball 4. Shang moves to second. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt bunts towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to third. Hoyt moves to second. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. The ball gets by Robertson, who chases it down. There goes Hoyt trying to score. There's the throw to the plate, and he's out. McNally moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Elmer Miller now playing center field. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. That will be extra bases. Scott picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Scott. Severide is thrown out after the base hit. McManus goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Pip moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive beyond third. Robertson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hoyt moves to second. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNally hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hoyt moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field. Durst picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Durst. Hoyt scores. McNally goes all the way around to score. Musel moves all the way to home. It's Browns, 3, Yankees, 3. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pipp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pip moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerber moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Gerber moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyt bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller is hit by the pitch. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Shang moves to third. Miller moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth strikes out. 2 outs. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Bob Musel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Severide is called out on strikes. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson pinch hits for Cedric Durst. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson now playing center field. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pip moves to second. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pip moves to third. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Shang is walked intentionally. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyt hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Van Gilder moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoyt. Van Gilder moves to third. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Gilder scores. Tobin scores. There goes Gerber trying to get to third. Miller throws the ball into McNally, who tags Gerber for the out. Sisler moves to second. One out. It's 5-3, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. McManus reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Browns. George Murray now pitching. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller strikes out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-4 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Dave Danforth now pitching. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pip hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth takes first base on ball four. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman pinch hits for George Murray. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth fires to first and has Shang trapped. There's the throw to McManus, who tags Shang for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.